In 2010, dance instructor Katie Lund was on her way home from the American Dance Awards when her SUV was struck at a crossing by a Chicago-bound Amtrak train, killing her.
None of the warning devices activated. No lights flashed, no bells rang, and the gate stayed up. Katie had no idea that the crossing was inactive, and neither did the railroad.
Tim Myers, a co-founder of company Rock Innovation, says Katie isn't an outlier. Despite an overall decline over the past 20 years, in 2012 there were almost 2,000 incidents at railroad crossings in the US, and 300 were fatal. According to the Federal Railroad Administration, New York State remains in the top 10 for deaths at crossings. Myers said some railroads monitor crossings, but costs can be prohibitive.
We talked to one railroad, and they actually monitor their crossings, and they're currently spending six figures a month. And then we talked to a smaller railroad, and they actually had a monitoring system, and then they ripped it out because they couldn't afford the yearly cost.
Meyer and his team are addressing this by providing cloud-based monitoring for railroads that could cut costs by up to 90%.
We've got some inexpensive hardware that's going to hook up to the crossings, and then we're going to ship that up to the cloud over a cell connection,
allowing railroad companies to oversee their crossings via the internet and receive alerts. However, according to spokeswoman for the American Association of Railroads, Patricia Riley, monitoring is only part of the solution.
The majority of the accidents on our grade crossings are because of driver behavior, not because of malfunctioning signals.
Riley says educating motorists, installing over and underpasses, and strengthening consequences for dangerous driving near crossings are also needed to decrease fatalities.
You'd be shocked at how many people either don't stop or drive around the gates. You know, it takes a train a mile or more to stop, and warning devices are there to protect motorists, not trains. But people think they can beat trains. You cannot beat trains.
Myers and his team hope to have the system commercially available by the end of the year. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.